I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Before we get into today's episode, please do hit that subscribe button as it really helps the show grow and brings you more fun fashion chats. Now let's get into it. So I absolutely loved the film.
Oh, good.
It was such a, there was parts where it almost felt like home, so nostalgic.
Yeah.
But obviously I've got 5 minutes, so we need to dive into costume.
Let's do it.
So it's all about fashion.
Okay, great.
As much as it can. So instantly, Woody's poncho, for me, stood out as such a subtle change to an iconic character.
Yeah.
So what was the thinking behind introducing this?
Well, I think it was all part of a piece. First of all, Woody's living his best life out on the road. And I think he's doing some subtle changes, making some choices when he's out there. We were laughing that he's like in his daddy cowboy era.
Okay.
And he's like, you know what? I don't really care as much about my appearances. I'm worrying about other things. But he also likes to think of himself as being like a little bit of a, like he's rogue out there. He doesn't have to keep himself put. And he's got a woman who loves him.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think he's choosing to add a little flair.
Hopefully.
Even though Beau is like,
she's not sure.
Not a fan.
Like probably most girlfriends and wives.
No, I know. We'd all be like, I'm sorry, what's that? What's that with the pension? But I think he's trying it on. I think he's trying it.
Definitely. And then Blaze's styling felt very, almost trend-led because it was quite, you know, westernized with the buckle belt and the boots, which I loved.
I know.
What was the, you know, to
The boots all have daffodils on them, which is the name of her horse. So she's got all the boots have the daffodils in them.
Clever.
Yeah, so cute. And she's meant to be in terms of her look, her style, everything about her design, like slightly older. She's like, and when you're that age, like just, you know, that slightly older girl, you're like just instantly cooler. So we were just trying to kind of age her up just a little bit, make her that girl that like Bonnie would be like, she's way too cool for me. She's never going to be my friend. So that when they actually do become friends, and that's the thing that Bonnie's been struggling with the most, it's like the biggest gift in the world is that not only she found a friend, but she's found a friend who's cooler.
And almost a mini cowgirl.
Yeah, and like a totally cool mini cowgirl who's also super comfortable in her own skin, even though, you know, she has problems of her own with friends. Like she just walks in a way, and she's outfitted in a way that just shows that she's comfortable with who she is.
100%. And now I want the buckle belt.
I know.
I need one.
The buckle belt is so good.
Do you think if Woody and Buzz and Jessie were designed today, would their outfits be the same?
It's a good question. Well, I think so, because I think they were intended to be from like the 1930s or something, right? They weren't intended to be from the 90s. They were kind of, well, Buzz was, but Woody and Jessie were kind of intended to be kind of made back in like the 1930s. So they were kind of very stylized for that period of time.
So true.
That said, I'd love to see a reissue of both of them, like a
Gen Z.
Like a Gen Z reissue of both of them, and have them walk into the room and both of them be like, who are you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think I haven't been to a fancy dress party where there isn't a Buzz and Jessie or a Woody. So how do you invent characters that stay that lot, you know, that can stay that recognizable and so for such a long time?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think a cowboy or cowgirl is like one of the iconic kind of dress up characters, and a spaceman is like the iconic dress up, right? And then you go cowboy, cowgirl. And I think, I mean, I don't know, you look like Dior from like, what is it, like 2 years ago or something? And it's, or like Tom Ford, like all of the main design houses have had like at least one or two Western inspired lines, like in the last, I don't know, 1 or 2 years. I know this because as I was looking to what to wear to the premiere, I was like, where is my Western inspired line that I need to wear to the premiere? So I was, I mean, but it is classically, I mean, I'm from California, but it's a classic Western California look that everybody's trying to kind of nail perfectly, the effortless, I could jump on a horse or I could walk a red carpet.
So true. And if there was any item from the Toy Story's cast that you could take from the wardrobe, what would it be?
Oh, it would 100%. I would want Jessie's shirt.
Yes.
Her shirt with like the embroidery and everything. 100%.
It's a great shirt.
So good.
How do you stick to with characters from the first movie compared to the fifth? How do you decide which needs to stay exactly the same, cannot be touched, or things that can have like Woody or like the running joke of him becoming old and the balding?
Yeah, that was a big deal though.
Yes.
People had a big response to that. Like we were like, whoa, people were not instantly okay with it. They were like, how dare you? How dare you make
but
Woody go
so
bald?
So cleverly done.
So yeah, we have to be really careful. I mean, we always upgrade them, obviously, technologically so that they look good and that they look like they're, you know, of the world. But we don't want to change them so much that people feel like they're a different character. So we stay pretty close to what the original intent is. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but one of my favorite looks ever is when Woody and Jesse went to the Oscars. Did you ever see that?
Oh, I need to see.
From 2000. It was 2000. And
oh,
they were
wow.
all wearing bedazzled. They were all full Swarovski crystal chaps. And like they were all like with bow ties and chaps. They were like dialed, the
wow.
two of them. And we animated them
yeah.
in the Oscars to giving out the awards. And then we also created doll specific, like one-of-a-kind dolls
wow.
where they were all wearing beautiful chaps.
And inspired for you to tonight?
I know. Now I'm like, now I just need to find those chaps. Find the chaps.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you.
It's good to talk to you too.
Thank you.